This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're now listening to Boomsies with Dan O'Toole on the Bet Rivers Network.
No theme song this week. It's gonna go ice cold. Like, we just need to get our bearings. We don't want Nate Moore to get us too jazzed up. Hi, I'm Dan. This is Boomsies. Hopefully I'll be able to get some energy back, but low energy right now. I don't know why. It was the same yesterday. Sometimes your brain tells you, says, yeah, it's going to be a shitty day. Yeah, it sucks. It's going to be shitty. Yesterday, though, because I've got tools in the toolbox now. Over the last 3 years, I used to have an empty toolbox. I was just a tool. Now I've got tools where I'm like, yeah, you ain't going to win. You ain't winning. Still went to the gym. Didn't want to at all. That didn't work. Then I pick up the phone. That is where it works. You tap in. You aren't sapping the energy from the other people. They're just helping you realize, hey, you're allowed to feel like that. But let's talk about something else. So that worked. And then just thinking about all the, because my job's very different from what it used to be. It is night and day. Before, I would do whatever I wanted all day, play with the kids, make dinner, yada, 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 go to work. Everything's handed to you. Here's a highlight pack. Here's the stats for that. Here's that. Here's that. You look at everything. Okay, put your notes in here. Jay and I would kibitz. We'd laugh. Go home. Tune out. Don't think about that again until tomorrow. In my world now, I'm not working 5 days a week. But essentially, you're working 7 days a week because you're like, okay, I gotta create content. Should I talk about that? Okay, well, let me pay attention to that because I might want to talk about that on the podcast. Okay, well, I gotta promote the podcast. I gotta make a clip for the podcast. I gotta talk about this Leafs game. So you are constantly, how do I get people's attention? That is 100% of my life now. How do I steer them in our direction? How do I maybe get a new set of ears for Boomsies? Do people want to see me talk about the Leafs game? I've never done that for my entire career. Never been an analyst. Never broken down games. So do people even want that? I don't know. So sometimes when I sit in this chair, it's tough to be joyous knowing Okay, how many is this going to reach anyone new? Is anyone listening? Well, we know people are listening because we can. I never asked to see the numbers, but there's at least two people. There's at least two. There's more than that, but I think you understand what I'm saying. Where the previous job, there was a lot more working time, but a lot less pressure. Because there was an entire operation making sure that people saw it. It wasn't up to me to get it out there. They didn't say, hey, make sure you send a clip out for people to watch the show. Never. That just doesn't happen. It's a massive machine that you're just a little sliver, a little bolt of. Well, this one, this is all brand new. This is like, we're pioneers. We're like early settlers. Who, by the way, if you were an early settler and you came to Canada, you came anywhere. Hopefully you're one of the good settlers and you didn't try to murder the people that were here first. So say you're a good settler, a good pioneer, and they say, hey, you can have the 50 acres right over there. And you're like, but it's all trees. And you're coming from another country, you got no food, and you're like, oh God, I got to build a... I think back to them when I'm like lying on the couch on a Saturday watching a baseball game or something. I'm like, those settlers probably had one day off a year. Because if they take a day off, they've got no food. They've got no house. They've got no field plowed. Bears come and attacking them. You wake up every day and you're just like, oh man, I don't want to do this. So in the modern, I can't believe I'm comparing myself to early settlers and pioneers. But that's kind of what it's like. You wake up every day, you're like, okay, how are we going to do this today? How are we going to do it different in order to reach new people? How are we going to do it so that people don't think we're just bashing them over the head with something that is paid for, a paid advertising thing? And I want to scream, look, this is, I'm just talking about bullshit. I'm just talking about my life. But I go by the analytics on my Instagram whenever I post something. And if it's personal and has nothing to do with my work, has nothing to do with this podcast, has nothing to do with the people that employ me, it's like through the roof. But as soon as I switch it to, hey, you know, I have to like feed my family and put gas in the car and pay for groceries. Can you take a peek at this? Maybe? And it's like, nope. Nope. And I don't even know if this podcast will see the light of day because I'm discussing all this stuff. This is stuff I only talk about with my producers. And it'll suck if it doesn't. Like, why can't we talk about the reality of the situation? Why can't we? No, don't talk about that. Don't. Shh. Pretend that's not happening. But it is. So that's why I'm glad I discussed it. That's why I'm deflated sitting here today. Because we have brainstorming sessions and we say like, well, okay, what are we going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Because I've never had to do this before. And as a 48-year-old, it's a lot of pressure. When before I had no pressure on me, because it was all done for me. To be the person whose face is on it. Yeah, no one's clicking on that. You're a fucking idiot. How's that feel? That's what it feels like to me. No one fucking cares. How's that feel? It feels like shit. But I try not to get it, let it get me down, but it's fucking impossible. Okay, you need new listeners to Boomsies. How? How do you reach new earballs? Ear holes. So, yeah, this is my therapy session. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Now, at the same time, I say all that. And my good friend Jerry always says this to me. If you're in a group and you put all your problems in the middle in a bucket, you would not believe how quickly you're reaching to get your own problems back because you don't want those other people's problems. I completely understand that. If this is my biggest problem in life, I have nothing to complain about. I 100% understand that the job I have, I love it. It lets me be with my kids so much. It lets me be at home. It lets me be part of my community. It's been an amazing part of my life working for Bet Rivers. I would not change a single thing. I would not go back to my old job. It shift work wrecks your brain. Getting home at 2 o'clock in the morning every single night during the week, never putting your kids to bed while they're growing up, waking up to take them to school, going on no sleep, chasing sleep at all times. No, that's not healthy. You want to talk about mental health? Talk about shift work. Talk about what that does to someone's brain. Because now that I'm removed from it, I realized how bad it fucked my brain up. So I do not miss that. Even though I did say the positives of that old job was everything was done for you. Fox, when we were there, even did it so far as they wanted you to think about nothing but having fun on air and making it a good experience for the viewer, that they would hang our clothes up in our dressing rooms with the belt in the pants, socks, everything all right there. They took it to another level. They didn't want you thinking about food. Food all right there. Dinner every night. So yet my current problem, 99.9% of the world would love to have this problem. I understand that. It's just when you're in it, trying to find solutions when you're a 48-year-old dude who's never done it before, it's daunting at times. It's deflating. But we'll figure it out. I'm not letting this get me down. Here's a way we're going to have new Boomsies listeners. And it's happening. It's happening this weekend. Let me get the official date. I never know what the date is. What the hell today? Oh, I would never have guessed that this was the date today. Okay, so this coming weekend, April 27th, 2024. You know what's happened that day? The Bet Rivers 200 in Dover, Delaware at the Monster Mile. You know who's the Grand Marshal of that race? This guy, Bumsies! I got the call about a couple months ago. I said, hey, you want to be the Grand... I'm like, before I finished reading the email, I would already... Yes, yes, yes. So I'm so looking forward to going to Dover for the first time in my life. It will add to the NASCAR tracks I've already been to. Pocono, Talladega several times, Daytona several times, Bristol, and I think that's it. So this will be number 5 on my NASCAR list. I am jacked. Grand Marshal, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I think I say drivers start your engines. I'm almost certain I do say that. So this will be for the Xfinity Series race, which is AAA, just below the NASCAR guys, just below the Cup Series. So I've been thinking all week what I'm going to say, and I think I'm going to think of it on the flight. I was going to say, drivers, start your engine, boomsies. But then it sounds like I want their engines to explode. I don't want that. But the part I'm most excited about, my companion on this journey to the Monster Mile is Ruby O'Toole, one of my daughters. I am so jacked. Because she's of the age now where it's not like taking a baby. She's like just becoming an adult. So it's like hanging out with the buddy. So for her to experience NASCAR for the first time, I am so amped for that because of the people watching and the people watching alone. And for those, because I've had this question from family members. They said, okay, you're bringing a 13-year-old to a racetrack. Is it going to be safe? And here's what I said to them, and this is the God's honest truth. Of all the sporting events I've been to in my life, I would rank NASCAR as the safest I've ever felt. Sure, you see drunk people. But I've never felt threatened. I've never felt in danger. It's a family event. There are families everywhere. And then I went on to tell him, if I was to have the option of taking Ruby to a NASCAR race or a concert, and I don't care who's playing the concert, I would go to the NASCAR race first. You don't know what's going to happen at a concert. And then it started me thinking, what are the safest sporting events to go to? Because we see all those videos of fans fighting in the stands. So here are my top 3 safest sporting events to attend as a spectator. And bring a child with you. PGA Tour. Although you might get hit by an errant golf ball. Major League Baseball. You might get hit by a foul ball. And NASCAR. They fixed it so you don't get hit by car parts. Because at Daytona, that one massive wreck where like engine parts and stuff went into the crowd, it's not going to happen anymore. And the Monster Mile, you don't have these massive wrecks like that. But yeah, I have that much faith in the NASCAR attendees that I have no problem bringing a 13-year-old there. It is such a well-oiled machine. Every track, they want you to come back. They want you to make it a part of your travel plans every year. So they ensure that you're going to have a good time, that you're going to feel safe, and that you will be back. And I already know that's what's going to go on in Dover, Delaware. Whenever I hear Delaware, and if you're of the age like me, you think of Wayne's World when they're in front of the green screen. We're in Delaware. Delaware. Delaware is such a small state, we can't fly into it. We have to fly into Philadelphia, then drive from Philadelphia to Dover. So I get to go to Philadelphia for the first time. I've got to call into my good friend, Andrew Perloff, McLovin, who's a proud Philadelphia resident, and he's going to tell me, well, I'm going to ask him, you have 3 hours in Philadelphia. You've never been there before. What are you going to do? And Perloff will have the answer. I hope it involves cheesesteaks. So that is happening this weekend. Well, it depends on when you're listening to this. You might be listening to it next week, so I'll give you the date again. It's April 27th. Tune in. You might see me. I'll be a little nervous. I haven't been on live TV in... Oh, man. When was the last time I was on live TV? I don't know, 4 years ago? 4 years ago? I've already got my outfit picked out. I've got a Bet Rivers jacket. It's a nice satin color. So that is happening, and that is a possible way that we're gonna generate new eyeballs. And the reason I brought all that up at the beginning, it's not like, oh man, they're folding up shop. No, it's just because we were having this discussion before the podcast with the producers. Okay, we're always like trying to generate, okay, how about we do this? How about we do that? And then it gets to a point where like, I don't want to think about it. I want someone to do it for me. I just want to sit down, do whatever I talk about, whatever I want to talk about with no formula, and then go about my day. Sometimes I just feel like doing that. And I'm sure anyone listening to this who works wants that to be their job. Go to work, do your work, log off, and you're done with work. That is everyone's dream. It just doesn't happen anymore. So I get it. I did have not a correction, but it is an admission of me being wrong. I did a Leafs Bruins Stanley Cup preview. Stanley Cup playoff preview, Leafs Bruins. My good friend, Chris Nyland, Knuckles. And I said the Leafs would lose in four straight. Hey, I was wrong. Leafs win one in Boston to tie the series. I was wrong. 100%. And as I tell my kids, I don't cheer for the Leafs. But if they win, I'm not going to be mad. And here's why. And I say it every playoff season. I'm happy if the Leafs do well. because bars and restaurants and the wait staff and the cooks and everyone involved, that is massive money to the economy. And I am all for that. It's even money for the economy if you aren't going to a bar or restaurant because people are buying snacks and everything. If the Leafs have a long playoff run, say hypothetically, the Leafs made it to the Stanley Cup final. And you looked at spending in Ontario from that exact time frame to the time frame the previous year when they didn't do that. And you looked at the economic growth generated by the Toronto Maple Leafs in this province alone. I don't know, half a billion, a billion? Someone would be able to prove that statistically to me how much the Leafs mean to the economy. So good on you, Leaf fans. I want you to be happy. I want you to feel joy. I want you to feel the joy that I felt this morning. Sounded like I'm getting into something creepy. Phone rings. And I'm like, well, God, what the hell? Oh, it's Bixie, Brian Bickle, Stanley Cup winner. He likes to do this because he knows Tuesday is my one day to sleep in. So Bixie always has an opportunity to come here early and he wakes me up. Because the doors are all locked. I'm like, ah, Bixie, what's up? I'm at your back deck. Okay. So I wander down and Bixie in the back of his truck has a playhouse that his kids have outgrown. And I'm not talking like a plastic playhouse. I am talking, it looks like a replica of my actual home I live in, but in miniature form. Because last time I was out at his house, he said, hey, you're going to burn this thing. I said, nope. Put it in the back of the truck. You're going to bring it over to my house. He said, okay, if you want it. And then when I'm done with it, I'll burn it. Because it's all wood. So Bixie shows up with this thing. So I get to spend the day fixing that up for my little one. And I get to wait for her reaction when she sees it after school. That brings me joy. Bixie dropping that off brings me joy. It's those little moments that I always talk about on this podcast. And if you lose sight of those little moments, then all of it, the problems I was talking about at the beginning, those problems build up that it blocks your vision of these little things. Then the little things might even become annoying. Like it could turn into, oh, Bixie's here. Oh, man, why is he here? That can turn into a negative if you let it happen. Just when you acquire those tools, you know how to clean the windshield off so vision doesn't get cloudy or hazy or wet. Yeah. Whatever windshield, I don't know. Don't lose sight of those little moments. And I'm going to have so many of them this weekend as we go to Delaware with my travel buddy. So hope you tune in for that. Send us an email. Give us your thoughts. Give us the tools you use to get past those moments I described at the beginning. Yeah, let's talk at gmail.com. Yaletstalk@gmail.com. And our phone number is 289-809-9690. 289-809-9690. And I just realized this is episode officially 115, which is the highway that goes to my hometown, that goes right by my current town, the 115. Some people call it the 115 or the 35-115. It's the 115. If you want, it's like people that want to sound like they're from Toronto. You don't say the second T. You say Toronto. If you want to sound like you know what you're talking about in this area, you don't say, I'm going to take the 35-115. You say, I'm taking the 115. That's it. Thanks for letting me vent. Thanks for letting me get that off my chest. I feel a lot better. Did I come up with any solutions? No. But instead of me sitting here thinking that while I taped this, I let you know what I was thinking. And it felt good. Bet Rivers 200. This weekend. Tune in. Drivers, start your engine. Bumsies! Make sure you hug someone and make sure you be nice. It doesn't cost you anything.
Thanks for listening to Boomsies.